AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Wrongly imprisoned for 7 years, an exonerated member of the Central Park Five has won the Democratic primary for New York City Council. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The win all but assures Yusuf Salam of eventual victory. Ranked choice voting tallies show him with nearly 64% of the first and second choice votes. Salam was 15 years old when he was wrongly arrested in the rape and beating of a white woman jogging in Central Park back in 1989. Salam and four other black and Latino teens from Harlem became known as the Central Park Five after their arrest in the headline-grabbing case. He served nearly 7 years in prison before the group was exonerated through DNA evidence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A bleak accounting today of mass shootings over the 4th of July, gun violence in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Baltimore, Shreveport, Louisiana, Texas, and Florida left more than a dozen dead and about 60 wounded. Shreveport City Councilwoman Tabitha Taylor.
I don't have the words to share with you right now that's going to make you feel any better. So at this point, what I am looking for is justice.
The White House says President Biden has been briefed on the investigation into the discovery of cocaine on the lobby floor of the West Wing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Where this was discovered is a heavily traveled area where many White House West Wing, I should be even more specific, West Wing visitors come.
Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of planning to attack one of the world's largest nuclear power plants. Neither is providing evidence. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is currently occupied by Russian troops. And the planet's temperature spiked to its hottest in at least 44 years yesterday. The numbers from the University of Maine's Climate Reanalyzer Project. Still waiting for word on today's temps. This is AP News. The Yankees have lost a pitcher for the rest of the year to a league suspension. Gethin Coolbaugh has details.
Yankees pitcher Jimmy Cordero was suspended for the rest of the season by Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred on Wednesday for violating the sport's domestic violence policy. MLB said the 31-year-old right-hander accepted the suspension and will miss the season's final 76 games and the postseason. The Yankees said in a statement they supported MLB's discipline and, quote, there is no justification for domestic violence. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And setbacks for two of the Angels' stars. Bruce Morton has this one.
After giving up back-to-back homers in the sixth inning of the Angels' 8-5 loss at San Diego, Shohei Ohtani was lifted because of a blister on the middle finger of his pitching hand. Ohtani's exit came several hours after the Halos learned they'll be without fellow All-Star slugger Mike Trout for several weeks because of a broken wrist. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.